If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time. 60 years ago, NASA was in a rush to develop and test the manned spaceflight skills they would need for the Apollo lunar missions. 1965 and 1966 were crunch years. A series of two-man flights called Gemini were the key to enable Apollo. Gemini 6 was planned to be a mission to prove rendezvous and docking techniques by meeting an Agena rocket stage in orbit. Unfortunately, the rocket failed to orbit on 1965, October the 25th. So the Gemini 6, which was supposed to be launched the same day, was postponed. Trouble was, another Agena D rocket would not be available until 1966. Oh dear, what to do? Well, NASA planners came up with the idea of launching Gemini 7 and Gemini 6 within days of each other and having them rendezvous. Sure, they'd not be able to dock, but they could perform proximity operations. As the final month of 1966 opened, Gemini 7 sat atop a Titan II rocket at Cape Kennedy. On December the 4th, they lit the wick, and the Titan propelled Gemini 7 and its two-man crew into orbit. As the fumes cleared from the pad, crews began preparing it for Gemini 6. 8 days later, all was ready. On December the 12th, the countdown proceeded to T0. I had my trusty reel-to-reel tape recorder plugged into my shortwave radio, tuned to the Voice of America.
T-minus 15 seconds and counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We've got a shutdown.
The Titan II's engines ignited, but after 1.5 seconds, they abruptly shut down. The immediate reason was given as...
caused the shutdown. One, it was an automatic switchover, which is a condition that automatically shuts down the engine. That is a guidance switchover from primary to secondary guidance. This can occur in the first second man. That cut the engine down. Another theory is there was some erratic behavior in the hydraulic line in the primary or the secondary, which also caused immediate shutdown.
Commander Wally Schirra kept his cool and did not eject. An ejection would likely have injured or killed Schirra and Stafford and certainly would have ruined the spacecraft. Well, Gemini 6, officially called Gemini 6A, finally lifted off on December the 15th. Later that day, Gemini 6 met Gemini 7, and the two came as close as 30 centimetres of each other. 5 hours later, they separated. Schirra and Borman then pulled a prank on Lovell and Borman.
Roger, Houston and Gemini 7, this is Gemini 6. We have an object, looks like a satellite, going from north to south, probably in a polar orbit. He's in a very low trajectory, traveling from north to south, and has a very high fineness ratio. Looks like it might even be a bonus stage. Very low, looks like maybe going to the interface soon. Stand by one. He might, looks like he's trying to signal something.
That was Wally Schirra playing the harmonica and Tom Stafford tinkling the bells on that 10th day before Christmas. Initially startled by the prank, NASA officials quickly realized the public affairs advantage and publicized. Well, here on the Space Show, we're going to continue that story next week when we'll hear what happened and a special song for Wally Schirra. But this has been the Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie for the Space Association of Australia. Remember, you can find us at space.southernfm.com.au.